Markets in Asia, Europe, and elsewhere are opening their doors to distillers' grains, creating a market for 15% to 20% of U.S. DDGs and a lot of potential revenue for the nation's ethanol producers, according to Bob Dineen, president and CEO of the Renewable Fuels Association.
About 35% to 40% of your feedstock costs are recovered in the sale of the distillers' grains. We've sort of saturated the feed markets for distillers' grains in this country. There's still maybe some room to grow, but with as much ethanol as we've got coming on, we've got to look for new markets because the domestic markets really aren't there. So we really have hit a feed wall.
Dineen says that's why the RFA is teaming up with the U.S. Grains Council to co-sponsor Export Exchange 2010 next month in Chicago, a two-day conference that will highlight current opportunities and constraints as they relate to exports of DDGs and coarse grains.
We're going to be bringing the exporters, so the producers, together with the markets across the globe. We'll be talking about standards. We'll be talking about transportation issues. We'll be trying to make sure that our producers have access to the customers and the knowledge they need to really take full advantage of this potential new market.
For more information about Export Exchange 2010, visit the U.S. Grains Council website at grains.org. For AgriPulse, I'm Stuart Doan reporting.